And I had never even thought about that before.
Well, I bet the first time you heard that, you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I did.
Like, you have no idea what you're
And
talking
then
about.
I remember he just kept talking to me about it, and it finally clicked. I would say it clicked from who I was to who I am now. I could define it back to a split second. When he finally got it in my head, I finally was able to understand that. My name is Benjamin Compass, and this is my wife.
Hi.
This is Sailor Compass. I'm from Parma, Idaho, and she's from Nissa, Oregon. So we're gonna go ahead and jump right into it.
What was your mindset in high school? What did you want to achieve? Were you just kind of going through the motions? Like, I know from looking at you, I remember you being super, you really love to hang out with your friends. Like, that's something that I remember about you in high school.
I was really, really social, and I was a really, really big follower. I did not do a lot of thinking for myself. I didn't really ever think for myself. I just went with what was there. I didn't
So,
think outside of the box. I didn't make my own decisions. I just followed.
yeah. So what happened? How, I mean, I know that you're not a follower now. That's like the exact opposite of who you are now. So what happened? Like, what did you do to get out of that mindset? I mean, that's pretty, like, there's a lot of subconscious beliefs that come with being a follower and just going with the flow. What happened?
So, like you want to know exactly like where the change was
Yeah,
from it.
yeah.
So I served a mission. I came home from my mission. I had to come home 3 months early because of COVID. We were all shipped home. I started working for this plumbing company right when I got back from my mission. And my boss, was really, really straightforward with the things he would say. And it was awesome because I hadn't really ever been around someone like that.
Yeah.
So I started working there. He asked me, what are your goals? And here I am, wishy-washy, not really ever thinking for myself. I knew one thing, and the one thing was is I wanted to make money to provide for my family because I wanted to be rich, right? Who else? Who else doesn't want to be rich, right? So that's what I wanted to do. And I thought the easiest possible way I could do that to become rich would be to become a doctor.
Yeah.
Specifically an eye
I mean,
doctor.
you're
I was
like,
like, I can become a doctor.
you grew up playing Monopoly. No, the game of life. And it's like they
Yeah,
get
the
the
game of
highest
life. Yeah,
salary,
high
right?
salary. That's the way you think. I had grown up, I wouldn't say brainwashed, but I hadn't really ever thought about the possibility that you don't actually have to go to college
Well,
to be successful for
yeah,
yourself.
why are you going to college, and is there
Yeah,
another way? Like, that's the only way that I believe that a lot of societies train people to start thinking is that's the
And
only
that's
way.
exactly how it
And if
was.
you don't go to
You
college, you're a bum and you're a
graduate from high school,
slacker.
you go to college, you get a good job, you provide for your family, right? You work 9 to 5. That is the belief of the baby boomers. That's what they grew up on, and that's what worked for them.
Yeah.
And so that's what they taught us. That's what they taught their kids. So I remember talking to my boss, and I was like, I'm going to go to school. Because I want to make, well, why do you want to go to school? Well, I don't really know. I want to make money. And he looked at me and he's like, well, I can teach you how to make money and you don't have to go to school to do it. And I had never even thought about that before.
Well, I bet the first time you heard that, you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I did.
Like, you have no idea what you're
And
talking
then
about.
I remember he just kept talking to me about it and it finally clicked. I would say it clicked from who I was to who I am now. I could define it back to a split second. When he finally got it in my head, I finally was able to understand that you don't have to go to college to be successful.
Yeah.
And he's brought it up a few times, but we can talk about it now and look back and laugh at it. But when it finally clicked for me, I remember just like sitting back and like looking up and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so right. And it finally just clicked for me. And at that point, I realized that this life, no one is going to help us. No person. God will, right? God will always be there to help
What do you
us.
mean by no person? Because people do help you.
What they obviously do help you, right? But no one is indebted to help you become successful. They'll help you if you're willing to be helped.
Yeah, like
But if
no,
you're not
like
willing to be helped,
success isn't just
come
pushed
upon
on
you.
you, right?
Yeah,
Like,
you have to search for it.
yeah.
And you'll find those people that are willing to help you.
Yeah.
Right? It's all on you.
So that was really
everything is you.
A big moment in your life when you almost grew up, in a sense. Like,
yeah.
You gained consciousness of like, hey, I need to think for myself. And why do I think that? And can
yeah.
you change
so
it?
So that's when I started getting into, I started reading a lot of books on like the psychology of money, how money works. My boss had introduced me to this book called The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And that was probably the one that really changed my mindset. There's a term in that book where he calls it your money blueprint.
Yes. Yeah.
And what that is it's like, you can clearly point out that wealthy people and poor people think differently.
Yes.
100%. Their thoughts are completely different. And I never thought about that because I just never really thought for myself.
Yeah.
But if someone had told me that, I would have agreed. But I'd never like sat down and thought,
maybe there's
another way.
Yeah. Like, is that true? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to believe this.
Yeah.
Like, you just believed it because
I just believed it because it made sense. Right.
Yeah.
But that's when I finally figured out that, yeah, wealthy people think completely differently than poor people. So I read that. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad from Robert Kiyosaki. That one was huge, huge mindset shift. I still hadn't quite figured out exactly what I wanted to be doing. I was working for the plumbing company at the time and I was selling. I was just selling plumbing jobs. That's all I was doing. And at first I struggled with it a little bit. I would say to answer your question, that's what it was, is it clicked. And I finally realized that from now on, my success has to be within. It has to be me.
Yeah.
I am the driving force now. There is no one I'm not holding on to anyone's hand who's pulling me up.
Yeah.
I am now the one going by myself.
So is that the moment when you feel like you also develop like this goal-oriented mind? Like you finally are like, holy cow, like if it's all up to me, I need to freaking get to work.
Yep.
Like I got to set my own goals.
Yeah.
Because knowing you, like that's something that when we first met, that's something that I loved about you is that you were so goal-oriented. And I'd never met someone that was like that. I'd never met someone that worked so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, when I think about you in high school, it's like, I think of a totally different person. Like,
I was.
I can't even fathom that it's still you.
I was completely different.
Like, there's
two separate
people in my mind. And I remember when we met, that was just something that I really admired about you is that you were mature in that way. You were, like, ready to move forward and make your dreams happen. You weren't just, like, this normal kid. You were someone that thought outside the box and someone that was doing out of the box things. And that's something that I really, really was looking for. And that's who you were.
Yeah. Yeah. And I owe a lot of thank you to my boss for taking the time to actually help me.
Yeah.
Cause he took time out of his life to help me change.
Yeah.
And he changed my life. He did. He helped me think about it. And now I'm on my own path, doing my own trajectory. Now I'm changing my own life.
Yeah.
You know?
So how long did you do plumbing for?
So I worked there for like 3.5, almost 4 years.
Okay.
I worked for that company. That was the extent of my plumbing. I worked there. I think one of my biggest things that clicked for me was with goals, to go on what you were saying, was when I set my goals and when I achieved them.
Yes.
Yeah. That to me was just like, oh my gosh. These are real. These goals are so powerful.
Yeah.
And the best part was in the beginning of 2021, I set a goal to increase my net worth by $200,000 was my goal. I was like, I'm going to increase my net worth by 200K by the end of this year.
Yeah.
And I got it. I hit it that year. And looking back on it, I was like, when I set that goal, I was like, there's no way I'm going to get this.
Yeah.
There's just no way I'm going to hit this goal. That's absurd. 200K as a 21-year-old, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Right? No, it was actually, no, it was 2020 to 2021.
Okay.
That was my goal. I then set a goal that year to become a millionaire by age 25.
Okay.
So I had 4 years to become a millionaire, right? I hit it in 2022. I hit that goal. So 3 years ahead. 2020, I set a goal for 200K. 200K, I set a goal for a million and I hit it. Within 2 years from that.
Yeah, I remember you.
And when I got it, I'm just like, the freaking sky is the limit.
Yeah, whatever you think of is the limit. Like there's no limit to what you can achieve. It's just your mind.
It is all you. you are limiting you. If I would have set my goal to be a net worth of 2 million, mm-hmm. I probably would have got it.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. And so to the point where now where I'm setting goals, I think there are three types of goals. I don't think I've talked to you about this before. Yeah. There's tangible goals where it's like physical things, where it's like, I want a new car mm-hmm. or I want a new house. There's tangible goals. There's growth goals. And those growth goals are the ones where it's like, I want to read this many books. I want to learn how to do this. I want to be skilled at this. Right. And then there's God goals. And your God goals are the ones where it's like, if God does not come down here and literally pull me, I will not get this goal.
Like if he doesn't perform it, like there's no way I will achieve it by myself. Yeah.
So a God goal would be something like you, if you would have set your goal to pole vault 12 feet.
Yeah.
That would have been a God goal.
Well, 11.8 was like
11 or even 11.4 was a God, like, was a God achievement, right?
Yeah. Like that was a God goal for me.
That
like,
was a God goal. God has to be there for you to get it. And that 200K for me was my God goal.
Yeah.
And I got it. And I knew at that point, one, if I have faith in God, like you talked about, if I have faith in God and I work as hard as I possibly can, then not only will his grace pull me up, but he will be there with me, pushing me to achieve it. Because God doesn't care if I'm rich. God doesn't care if I'm poor. He doesn't care about that.
Yeah.
He cares about my growth.
Yeah, he cares about where you came from and where you're going.
You're becoming.
Yeah.
And that's what was important to him. And that's why he was willing to step in there. He doesn't want me to make 200 grand.
Well,
he wants me to grow.
Yeah, he wants you to grow. And so, you know, talking about that growth, I know you being in that plumbing company for those 4 years, you grew in so many different ways. Each year, like when I married you in 2021, you were way different in 2022 and 2023. And even now, like there is so every year, your mindset and who you are has changed. So what are some really big things that, you know, being in this plumbing company or being in that situation that you were, what were those? What did they do for you?
Well, I think one of the biggest things for me that helped me grow was I had to accept and take responsibility for my failures. And that was the hardest part, was I grew up thinking that To continue on with sports, my junior year of basketball, I played on JV. In my senior year, I sat on varsity. Mm-hmm. I played maybe a total of 8 minutes, right? I had always blamed it on other people. You know, the coach played favorites, this and that. I was good enough. I just didn't get the chance. And when I finally was like, all of me sucking back then and humiliation, that was all me.
Yeah, that was your fault.
That was my fault. My coach was a great coach. You didn't practice hard enough. My teammates were better than I was.
Yeah.
And I know that. And in all those situations, I had to accept the failure to then be like, I'm not perfect. I am not perfect. I had to get rid of what it was, is I had to get rid of the entitlement. Because I was entitled. Yeah. I felt like I was entitled to something. And once I could kick that entitlement out the door, that's when I felt like I could actually grow, because there wasn't something weighing me down of who I think I should be, having this imagination of this false reality of what my life is supposed to be like. I finally was able to take control of my life and get rid of the entitlement. I felt like I actually had control of it.
Yeah. Well, and that entitlement, I mean, if you don't realize that you are entitled, it'll affect you negatively your whole entire life. If you find yourself blaming others first, if you find yourself not feeling like you have control of your life, you feel entitled. You are entitled, right? And so this is something that we talked about together, is no matter what happens in our life, we are going to take responsibility for it, right? If our kids turn out a certain way that we maybe didn't want them to, it's our fault, right? If we don't achieve our goals, it's our fault. Everything we do in our life, we need to take responsibility for, even if like I understand there are some things in your life that I can totally see people not taking responsibility for. And like, to be frank, like there's some things that happen that you don't have control over. But still, just take the responsibility for it. Because if you don't, you'll find yourself hating other people. you'll find yourself being envious of other people, and you'll find yourself distancing yourself away from God, because you will,
because you could end up blaming
you will
him.
Blame him for it. You will. And so,
yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Yeah. And something that helped me with that was my boss. He told me I'm entitled. No one's ever told me that. No one's ever like, you are entitled. And for those people who are entitled that don't know it, if you can't snap out of it, the only way you are going to do it is if you find someone in your life who will tell you.
Yeah.
And it is hard to tell someone that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I could do that.
If they're not willing to be coachable, then they won't listen to you.
Yeah.
Until 5 years later.
Yeah.
Then they'll understand. And then they'll look back on that person that they were probably a total jerk to, and they'll thank them.
Yeah.
So tell me, so for you specifically, you graduated high school.
Yes.
Then you went to college.
Yes, I went to a year at BYU.
Okay.
Yeah. I decided, I felt like I could have played basketball or pole vaulted in college, but I felt like I shouldn't at that time. I had planned on going on a mission for my church. So I don't know what it was, but I just didn't feel like I should. So I went to a year at BYU. I learned a lot. Like, there are some classes I will admit, like, I don't remember anything. But yeah, there are some classes now that I look back and I'm really grateful for them. Just like these little things. But then again, like, it took me a year, right? Like, if I could go back now, I wish I would have just taken all the classes that could help me instead of taking those random classes. Cause like, they don't mean anything. I just was wasting my time. But like my accounting, my finance classes, my, I was really big into, like literature and learning, I possibly wanted to be a writer at that time. Like I also was taking a bunch of English classes and being able to look at something and like look at a word and know what it means. Like, okay, if I don't say this word, this is what it means. If I take it out, like it changes everything. Like every single word matters in a sentence.
Yeah.
Where you put your, where the punctuation is matters. And that has really helped me. Like looking back, it's like, I know how to say things short and sweet and in writing, and I know what things mean and what they don't. I mean, even with you, like you will say stuff and I will get so frustrated because of something you didn't say, I'm perceiving it a certain way because that's how my mind works. I see what you're saying, but I also see what you're not telling me because of like the time that I had down there. Mm-hmm.
Which is a really, really smart thing to know.
Yeah, but that it also can be like almost overwhelming and over like,
yeah,
I'm overthinking it a lot because not everyone says exactly what they mean. Mm-hmm. Not everyone is the best communicator enough to like say the exactly what they mean. So, so I went to a year of college. I didn't ever find someone that I even was remotely like interested in. Like, there wasn't a you there. Like, there wasn't someone who was, knew what they wanted. There wasn't someone that like had these really grand goals. Everyone was just kind of like, that I had met at least, was just like,
they were like,
I might do this, I might do that. And I'll admit that it probably was my fault because I hung around those people, or I didn't put myself in situations to find people like that.
Yeah.
But I also do think it was God, like, because I think if I would have found someone like that, I probably would have married him.
Yeah.
A year rolls around and I go to Arizona for 18 months. 6 months was before COVID. So I did 6 months of like going out on the street and talking to people. And then I did about like 6 months inside. And then about 6 months, like when we could be outside, and it was kind of like a mix of COVID and pre-COVID mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. So after that, I came home. And 2 weeks after I came home, I met you. And I started dating, started talking, and shortly after I knew you're the one, and we got married, and then 5 months later I got pregnant with Emerald, and now we're here. But I have definitely changed a lot between like college me versus now.
Yeah, that was the next question I was gonna ask.
And I would say the one thing that has changed is I think I honestly like just mentally like can understand so much more, and mentally grew up, mentally was able to make my own decisions because I wanted to, and because I thought that was the best thing. And that's something that you really helped me with, was why are you doing this? Why are you making this decision? And how is this affecting you, right? Like, in the grand scheme of things, is this what's best? And for us too, really meeting you also helped change my money mindset a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to ask. When we first met, Sailor was under the opinion of something that I had learned otherwise, which was you don't have to go to college to be successful. You don't have to.
Yeah. And I still didn't understand that. And that's because I hadn't thought for myself either. Like I still
you grew up on that same mindset.
Yeah.
You go to high school, you go to college, you get a good job.
Yeah.
Right. And when we first met, I remember talking to you about it and you saying, well, that's your plans. And then I'd be like, well, why are you going to go to college? You know, and you'd be like, well, cause I want to do this, this, and this. And then it finally clicked for you too. When you were like, yeah, I mean, right. You kind of had the same experience.
Well, I mean, as someone who I don't expect myself to be the provider for my family, it was different.
Yeah.
Going to college, I knew that I wasn't going to be the provider. I was just going to learn new skill sets if I wanted to use them.
Yeah.
Whereas when I met you and, you know, you were explaining to me how you didn't go to college, I understood why you didn't want to go and that it was okay. Where I think before I met you, I was under the mindset of like, if you didn't go to college, you were a slacker. And that's not true. But I do understand now, like, I'm not like saying college is wrong and college is bad. Like I'm definitely not on that mindset. It's what are your goals and what is your timeline? And is that the best resource for you to use to achieve that goal?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot of great things. Like I experienced college and you really like, you only experienced so much of college. You did online half semester.
I never ever actually went.
Yeah, you never actually physically were there.
Which I'm sure would have been really fun.
Yeah, well, and it also depends on where you go too. Like, are you getting the best quality of your education for your goals? And so when we met and I realized that, hey, I don't need to go for what I want to do. I wanted to be a mom and I really just wanted to, I enjoy learning. And so for me, it's like, I know I'll never have to provide and I can learn everything that I want online and through experiences, right? And so I started doing online school after that. And I mean, you made a promise to my dad that I had to finish college. So shout out to my dad. I'm still in it, getting it done one class at a time.
Yeah,
for the sake of the promise, right? I'm learning, but it's more for the sake of the promise that I'm trying to finish.
Yeah.
So yeah, going back to you. So when you were in this plumbing company, what was the biggest skill set that you learned?
I learned how to sell. That's what I did while I worked there, which I'm so grateful for because that skill is the highest paying skill in the world.
Well, it's so applicable.
It's so applicable to anything and everything you do.
Yeah.
If you learn how to sell, you can get any job you want because you can go and you can get it interviewed. And if you know how to sell yourself to the person who's interviewing you, then you will get the job.
Yeah. At the salary that you want.
At the salary you want, maybe even higher.
Yeah.
Like that's the craziest part about life that's so different right now. And why we talked about how it's not that you don't need college, is that you don't necessarily need a college degree to get any specific job.
Yeah.
Right? Go to college if you're going to be a lawyer. Go to college if you're going to be a doctor. You need a degree for those things.
Yeah.
But you don't need a degree to
be a plumber.
To be a plumber. You don't need a degree to go start a business. You don't need any of that. You don't need a degree to go work for, I don't know, just a typical company, like a public company.
Yeah.
You can work your way up the corporate ladder without having a degree nowadays.
Yeah.
You can become a CEO of a Fortune 500 company without a degree. Yeah. It'd be hard, but you could do it if you can sell yourself.
Yeah. So how much did you sell your first year you were there?
My first year, I started in April. I think I sold like $600,000.
Wow.
$600,000 in plumbing. My second year, I sold $1 million. Sold $1,060,000. I remember that. My third year, I sold $2.2 million. And my fourth year, I sold $3.4 million.
So you consistently got a lot better.
I didn't double from my, I consistently got a lot better.
So what changed? What was that? I mean, I'm sure there are so many things. So honestly, it was like looking back at that 600,000 from that you to the you you are now is like,
yeah,
I mean, you can tell there's a huge difference
in
your
huge.
Ability to what perform.
What it was I took the time to invest in myself to get better. You know, while I was selling plumbing, I was driving from appointment to appointment. There'd be times I'd have an hour drive and I would listen to a book. I listened to so many books throughout those few years of while I was doing that to increase my sales. But one of the things that I did was, one, I got as many leads as I could. I knocked doors, just reps, repetitions, right? It's a numbers game. Sales is a numbers game. If you get in front of 1,000 people, you're going to sell something.
Yeah.
So the more people that you get in front of, the more you could do it. Right?
And then
the more
you percentage could wise, if you improve yourself, then those numbers shouldn't change.
My biggest thing was when I first started selling, I sucked. Blatantly, that's what it was. 600 grand was sucked. 1 million even sucked. Like that, it just wasn't good. The reason why I was able to sell 3.4 that high last year was because I actually took time to get to know the person I was selling to, which was the biggest difference. Because one, not only did I feel like I was providing them a service, they were actually getting the proper service.
Yeah, you were performing the service better every year.
Every year it was getting better. Every customer, it just got better and better and better. Until my last customer, like I've had customers who have offered me to come to dinner with them multiple times.
Yeah, to have us over.
I've had customers who send me gifts, you know, and I ended up selling them huge plumbing jobs that they didn't have a lot of money for, so they had to take out financing for or something like that. You know, and they were all recent customers because I actually took the time to get to know who they were. And
you built that trust.
I built their trust and I still know their names, which is what's important. When it comes to selling, if you want to be a good salesman, you have to take the time to get to know your client.
Yeah.
And who they are and what they're trying to do. Because the reason why you're selling to them is because they're interested in your service or they're interested in your product. They don't want you, they want the product. But they're not going to buy the product unless you are the one selling it to them and willing to take the time to help them see how this is the best thing for them.
Yeah, there's so many times when we're driving and you're like, hey, there's Linda over there, or Earl lives right here. We put a new septic system, or hey, I did, this guy flooded it, or you do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like I even like know houses where you've done work and like they have no idea who I am. Like I just know.
Yeah.
Well, that's their name and that's where they live.
People in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, hey, how's it going? Oh, this is my wife and daughter.
Yeah.
And it's all from just building relationships. That was the most important thing that increased my sales, was I actually started to care about my customers. And I cared about what they wanted versus what I wanted.
Yeah.
I stopped thinking about the commission and I started thinking more about them.
Yeah, which is hard to do when, I mean, you are at 100% commission. So if
100% commission,
if you didn't sell, you weren't making any money. Like you weren't being paid for your time at all. It was all in your performance. So that's, I mean, as a young guy, that's really hard. I mean, that takes someone who, I mean, that takes a lot of effort to not be like that, because it's your family on the line, right? You're the provider. And if you don't sell this, right, like you could not perform that role very well. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of shows you, I mean, it really shows who you are, right? When you, like, are you the type of person that would sell someone something that really needs it? Or would you sell it if they didn't really need it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like it's for the money, right?
Like there are tons of contractors out there who are selling things to people that they don't need.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because the homeowner doesn't know. They have no idea that they don't need it because they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's foreign to them. And it could be really simple to take advantage of people. And that's why it's really, really important to actually care about your customer. There are customers I come across who just don't know anything about plumbing. Like at all. And so it would be really simple to say, hey, you know, you need to do this.
To take advantage of them.
Yeah. And I can count multiple times in my hand when I just said, hey, you don't need this. You need this.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, sounds good. You know, it's trust. Trust is how you sell high ticket sales. That is it. You know, it's like a car. You know, people don't like buying cars from crappy salesmen. You can tell if a salesman is crappy. You yeah. know it. You can feel that.
If they know what they're, yeah, you can desperate. Tell if and what they actually know, like.
Yeah, it's called, they call it commission breath.
Yeah.
You can smell their commission breath, how they just want to sell. And they don't sell.
So, I mean, now we're here. You're not in plumbing anymore. Why don't you tell everyone, you know, why we're here and how we got here and what our goals are with this podcast. I mean, this is a get to know you podcast. So we just wanted to kind of share with our viewers about our backstory of how we grew up and our mindset and how, I mean, we were very, very middle class and, you know, we are looking to become like wealthy. We're looking to be able to have generational wealth in the way that we want it to. So how, I mean, you were there, you're the provider of our family. Now where are you at?
So the biggest thing for me is I realized that I need to start investing in my growth of who I am as a person. I got really good at selling plumbing, but I'd really, really stopped spending time on what I felt mattered most, which was who I'm becoming as a person, my spirituality, my relationship with God, and also my relationship with you and our daughter. You know, I thought it was really, really important to invest time into that. And so that was kind of the reason why I decided to make the jump. But one thing that like we had talked about is we want to grow. Yeah. We want our time to be spent on personal growth.
And that's what matters most to us.
While I was selling plumbing, all my time was just going towards money, which is great because money will buy time. And that's how you can then put in time to grow.
Yeah.
To grow, right? But I felt like I had a really strong impression from God that I needed to leave plumbing.
And that's why we're here at this podcast. We are building a product and we'll come out with it. Like, we'll tell you guys about it when we're ready to unveil it. But we have a product idea that we're getting ready to build. It's in the process. We're starting with our branding right now. We hired someone to help us out with that. And as well as that, we also are starting this podcast. And why don't you go ahead and tell them what our podcast is going to be about?
Well, what we're wanting to do with our podcast is we're wanting to go in and interview entrepreneurs. And there's a lot of stories out there of people who are on the pavement,
yeah.
who are working hard, really, really just grinding, and their stories aren't heard. And those stories are the kind of stories that upcoming entrepreneurs need to hear.
Yeah, like us.
Like us, to be able to push hard for their business, to be able to willing to put in the time, like, hey, just give it 2 more years, 3 more years, 4 more years, and you will get there.
Yeah. Or, those hey, there's stories, this secret thing that like,
I would have saved 5 years of my life.
Yeah. I spent 5 years learning this one thing and
I can teach you right now.
That's what we want to do is we want to make the ability to find people that are starting up something that you want to start up, our audience wants to start up. Like we can connect them both together because there's mm-hmm. there is so much value in hearing someone else's story. And there's so much motivation that can come from hearing people's story. And also with that, like, we want to show the power that everyone has. I think, again, we talked about this at the very beginning of this podcast is your goals are only as powerful as you think they are. Whatever your goal is, it's all because of the mindset that you have. I mean, that limit that you set for yourself is, I mean, you can do higher, but it's all on your mind.
Yep.
It's all about like, who you are and what your mindset is.
Like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't set a goal to be millionaires.
Oh no.
They set a goal to be billionaires. I mean, they probably didn't even write that goal.
No, not even
they
that.
They just set the goal to grow this company.
Yeah.
They
Elon Musk, his goals are like, I want to create.
I want to get to Mars.
I want to get to Mars. Like
who else thinks of that
who
goal?
Who thinks like that? You know the kind of person that, like, I'm not saying he's perfect, but like, he is a great example of not letting your mind limit you. I mean, even Mars, like, why isn't he doing Saturn? There are so many limitations that we put upon ourselves. And I think just hearing someone else's story and bringing that to the table for other people is going to be really helpful as well as for us. Like we're starting this product, right? And we're creating this product and we want to know what to do. Like there's so many things we don't know But like, we're just going to get it done. We're just going to learn, and we're going to go meet as many people as possible. And we hope that this, as we collaborate with them, that it'll be able to help a lot of our audience.
Yeah. And again, to reiterate this, another reason why we're wanting to do this is, Sailor is so intelligent.
Well,
like she is so smart, and there are so many things that people need to hear from her, from her story of having to be home all alone, raising a little girl while I don't get home until 10 o'clock every night for 3 years. You know, that's not easy to do that. And that's a whole nother thing we didn't talk about, was your experience of becoming a mother.
Yeah, we'll have to, I'm sure.
Your experience of becoming a mother. And Sailor and I want to do this together.
Yeah.
Because
as much as we can, like I want to be on.
As much as we can, because.
As much podcast.
I want to work with Sailor.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people out there who are like, oh, you know, girls are girls and women are women and they do their own thing and men do their own thing. Well, I think if you put a couple together, a power couple who can just take on the world, there's no better relationship than a couple, because they love each other.
Yeah.
They are always with each other. So if they can work business together, then they will grow faster than any partnership in the world.
Yeah.
Because they sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to go home with your partner at night knowing that like you're stuck with them forever. Mm-hmm. Like you need to be nice to them. You need to take care of them. You're doing this together. Like you can't just like go treat your partner crappy. Like you can in some instances, right? You can screw your partner over, but like you can't do that to your wife or your husband.
No. And if you do, you're cheating on them completely in both ways.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why the strongest partnership is a marriage.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, we're hoping to show our audience too, is you can do that and how to do that. Like, to be honest with you guys, like I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this, because I have to take care of a 15-month-old daughter. Like, but we're going to try, and we're going to do the very best that we can. So if I'm not on this podcast, then it's because I'm taking care of my daughter.
Yeah. So, we want to thank you guys all for listening. I want to say thanks to my beautiful wife for being willing to share her stories and talk about who she is. And, if you guys could hit the subscribe button, we'd love that. So you could watch more videos like this.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. We're going to keep getting more out. Our next one we have should be with an actual guest.
Yes.
Which we're excited about.
Woo.
But yeah, again, thank you guys so much, and tune in for the next one.
Yeah. Thanks guys. Bye.